Hello, my name is Wild Raccoon, and I would like to welcome you to episode 21 of my podcast for the month of June 2019. For this month's episode, we will be looking at some of the Canadian rock available on the Bandcamp site. We will be hearing from the likes of Looping, Marble Porns, and Fools of Love, but we start this month with Tell You Off by Partner.
Well, I heard what you said about my dog. That he was
That was Burgertown Blues by Dockside of the Moon, and before that was Fools of Love with Daughter. I see from the underwhelming bulge in our mail sack we have another note this month. Dear Mrs. Clinton, I bet you get a card from your husband every year. Yours, Miss Ophelia Beaver, Pequotchnamawikaskwasquapinwanaklank, Manitoba. This is Dames with Day of the Dead.
Since the last time we met, I've been coming to terms with the cold. Once you settle in, it ends up barbecue fold. And if I told you I'm a lucky man, would you believe it? Sometimes the lies that we tell aren't so easy to sell when you
string to follow your philosophy. Perseverance is a word nobody teaches it to know. Its meaning is to quit. Can't you read the writing on the wall? When did you get so far? Looking up. You've got a gift for everything. The hero in me needs. needs a bit of urgency. The voices in my head scream imposter. Fucking irrational, I know. Everybody knows how to talk, but only giants are the ones who walk. I don't want to look up no more. I don't want to look up no more. I'm tired looking up. We'll be right back.
You just heard "Oh No" by Jordan Carrier and the Soviets, but not before we played "Hearing Trees." You just heard "Oh No" by Jordan Carrier and the Soviets, but not before we played "Hearing Trees" with Among Giants. Our cookie of the month for June is rock cookies, for which you will need 1 cup of butter or margarine, softened, 1.5 cups of firmly packed brown sugar, 3 eggs, 3 tablespoons of strong coffee, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of ground allspice, 1 cup of raisins, and 1 cup of chopped pecans. Cream butter in a large mixing bowl and gradually add sugar, beating until light and fluffy. Add eggs, 1 at a time, beating well after each addition before adding the coffee and stirring well. Combine flour, soda, cinnamon, and allspice in a large mixing bowl. Stir in raisins and pecans to coat well before adding to creamed mixture. Drop dough by heaping teaspoonfuls 2 inches apart onto greased cookie sheets and bake at 350°F, 175°C, for 8 minutes, then remove from cookie sheets and cool on wire racks. This is one square buy of Gentlemen Cowards. That was Looping, with Wasn't There, and before that was Marble Pons, with Beyond the Cosmic Dark. One of the perks of my podcast being played on such a well-respected station as DH9 Radio is that I not only get to share my love of Canadian music with a larger audience, but I get to share some of the events that take place around it. So with that in mind, here is a brief introduction to the Polaris Music Prize. Starting in 2006 and modeled after the Mercury Prize, Polaris is a music award annually given to the best full-length Canadian album based on artistic merit, regardless of genre, sales, or record label. The winner was originally awarded with a prize of $20,000 until it was increased to $30,000 in 2011 before eventually being raised in May 2015 to $50,000. Additionally, each of the 9 remaining albums on the short list received prizes of $3,000. There is no submission process or entry fee for the Polaris Music Prize. Each of the more than 200 Canadian music journalists, bloggers, and broadcasters that make up the jury select what they consider to be the 5 best Canadian albums released in the previous year. The ballots are tabulated with each number 1 pick awarded 5 points, and number 2 pick awarded 4 points and so on. A long list of 40 titles is classified and released, with this year's being announced live online on June 20th. The long list is then sent back to the jury, who use a private chat room to discuss the merits of each album and to advocate for the ones they like the most. The jurors then resubmit 5 top picks from this long list. These ballots are re-tabulated and the top 10 titles form the Polaris short list. This list is released in early July and promoted to the public. A smaller group of 11 jury members, the grand jury who convene in Toronto at the Polaris Music Prize Gala in late September to decide the ultimate winner. The decision is finalized during the gala as the nominated bands perform. Grand jurors are selected so that each shortlisted album has 1 person in the jury room to advocate for it. 10 are selected on the basis of having named one of the shortlisted albums as their top pick in the balloting, while the remaining jury position is given to a person who did not vote for any of the shortlisted albums at all. I will share some of the long list in next month's podcast. This is Slingshot by Leona's Sister. That was We Were Friends, with Something About Kites, and before that was Palazzaris, with O Henry, Where Did You Go? Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you here again next time, but until then we leave you with the only known remains from Monarch's Kite.